Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottam. Devim Saraswati Vyasam. Tato Jayam Mudirayat. Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. Naishta Preshu Abhadreshu Nicham Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamas Loke Bhaktir Bhavati Naiskati. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as a revocable fact. Om Agana Chamrandasya Jana Jana Salakaya Jasu Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gaurave Namaha Shri Shaitanya Manobistam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadanmayam Dadanti Swabhadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Bhadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sarjajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Shaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishika Vitam Scha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagapate Upesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vindavanishwari Vishapanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakapa Truvyasha Kripa Sindhu Pyevacha Paditanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Shaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada. So we are in the first canto of chapter 15, verse 8, the Pandavas retire timely. Yatsan hivav aham yu kandavam agnaye dam indram sha samara ganam tarasa vijitya labha sabha maya Krita Bhuta Silpa Maya Digbhyo Haran Nirpatayo Balim Advarete Yatsaninav Abharan Yukandavam Magnayetam Indra cha samara ganam tarasa vijitya Labha sabhya maya krita bhuta silpa maya Digyo haran nipaya yo balim avarete Digyo Yatsaniyavaham yukadavam agnayetam. Indram charsaraganam tarasa vijitya. Labha sabhya maya kritta bhuta silpa maya. Jigbyo haran nipatayo balima farete. Yasani avapam magkandandava magnetam. Indram cha samaraganam tarasa vijitya. Labha sabha maya krita bhuta silpa maya. Digyo haran nipatayo balima varete. Yasani avaham nukandavam agnejam. Indram chasamaraganam tarasa vijitya. Labha sabhamaya krita bhuta silpamaya. Digyo haran nipatayo balim avarete. Yasan hi avaham kukhandavan agneyam. Indram cha samaraganam tarasa vijitya. Labha sabha maya krita bhuta silpa maya. Digyo haram nipatayo balima varete. Yasani havaham nava agayeta. Indram cha samaraganam tarasa vijitya. Nasa pa maya krita bhuta silpa maya. Digyo haran nipatayo balana varete. Aniyavaham nukandavam agneyetam. Indram cha samaraganam tarasa vijitya. Labhavaya samaya. Digyo haran nipatayo balima bharete. Yasani avaham nukandavam agnayedam. Indram cha samaraganam tarasa vijitya. Digyo haran nipatayo balima varete. Yasani avaham nukandavam agneyedam. Indram cha samaraganam tarasa vijitya. Labha sabha maya krita bhuta silpa maya. Digyo harani patayo balima barete. Vaishnavis? Yasani avaham nukandavam agnilyedam. Indram chasam raganam tarasa vichicha. Asabamaya katatu kasipamaya. Hijo haram nipatayo balema harayate. Yat. Whose? Saniyo. Be nearby. Aham. Myself. You. Note of astonishment. Kandavam. The protective force of Indra, King of Heaven. Agnave. Unto the fire god. Adam. Delivered. Indram. Indra. Cha. Also. Sa. Along with. Amarganam. The demigods. Tarasa. With all dexterity. Vijitya. Having conquered. Labha. Having obtained. Sabha. Assembly house. Mayakrita. Built by Maya. Adbhuta. Very wonderful. Silpa. Art and workmanship. Maya. Potency. Divya. From all directions. Aharan. Collected. Nipataya. All princes. Balim. Presentations. Advare. Brought. Te. Your. Translation in purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Because he was near me, it was possible for me to conquer with great dexterity the powerful King of Heaven, Indradev, along with his demigod associates, and thus enable the fire god to devastate the Kandava forest. And only by his grace was the demon named Maya saved from the blazing Kandava forest. And thus we could build our assembly house of wonderful architectural workmanship where all the princes assembled during the performance of Raja's Surya Yajna and paid due tribute. Please repeat. Because he was near me, it was possible for me to conquer with great dexterity the powerful King of Heaven. Indradev, along with his demigod associates, and thus enable the fire god to devastate the Kandava forest. And only by his grace was the demon named Maya saved from the blazing Kandava forest. And thus we could build our assembly house of wonderful architectural workmanship where all the princes assembled during the performance of Raja Surya and paid due tribute. The demon named Maya Dandava was an inhabitant of the forest of Kandava, and when the Kandava forest was set on fire, he asked protection from Arjuna. Arjuna saved his life, and as a result of this, the demon felt obliged. He reciprocated by building a wonderful assembly house for the Pandavas, which attracted the extraordinary attention of all state princes. They felt the supernatural power of the Pandavas, and thus, without grudge, all of them submitted and paid tribute to the emperor. The demons possess wonderful and supernatural powers to create material wonders, but they are always disturbing elements of the society. The modern demons are the harmful material scientists who create some material wonders for disturbance in society. For example, the creation of nuclear weapons has caused some panic in human society. Maya was also a materialist like that, and he knew the art of creating such wonderful things. And yet Lord Krishna wanted to kill him. When he was chased both by the fire and by the wheel of Lord Krishna, he took shelter of such a devotee as Arjuna, who saved him from the wrath of the fire of Lord Shri Krishna. Devotees are therefore more merciful than the Lord, and in devotional service, the mercy of a devotee is more valuable than the mercy of the Lord. Both the fire and the Lord ceased from chasing the demon as soon as both of them saw that the demon was given shelter by such a devotee as Arjuna. This demon, feeling obliged to Arjuna, wanted to do some service to show his gratefulness. But Arjuna declined to accept anything from him in exchange. Lord Shri Krishna, however, being pleased with Maya for taking shelter of a devotee, asked him to render service unto King Yudhisthira by building a wonderful assembly house. The process is that by the grace of the devotee, the mercy of the Lord is obtained, and by the mercy of the Lord, a chance to serve the Lord's devotee is obtained. The club of Bhishmasena was also a gift of Maya Dandava. So we've noticed that the meter of the verse is changed. And this means there's a change in the instruction. There's a change in the mood. And previously, Arjuna is standing before Yudhisthira in a most perturbed way. He's completely disturbed by the absence of his dear friend Krishna. And they're having this heart-wrenching exchange. It's burning them like fire, worse than death. They had an astonishingly strong attachment for Lord Krishna. And his absence is causing them unbearable grief. This is a testimony to their relationship with Krishna. Arjuna couldn't speak. He was mute. His tears are flowing from his eyes. On the battlefield, Arjuna practically single-handedly won the war. Yet now he's in worse condition than when he went to Krishna for help in trying to build up his courage to fight the Kurus. He's standing here in such a disturbed condition. Because of difficulties in this world, and these difficulties are sometimes referred to as the dark night of the soul, we feel cut off from any kind of divinity. We all go through this to some degree or another. And the Bhagavad Gita is here to reconnect us with Krishna. Manmana bhava madbhakto madjani mam namaskaru. When Krishna, always thinking of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me, thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Sarvadharmam parichaya mam ekam sanam vraja. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Arjuna is again an example for us. Something mystical is happening here now. As he absorbs himself in the ambrosial nectar of Krishna's memory, all the negativity is being cancelled. All the negativity is diminishing like the fog in the morning. This is our challenge, to replace all the anarthas in our heart with the consciousness of Krishna. Anarthas have no value. They're only distractions from our true nature, from our true position. So Arjuna is bringing Krishna back through his consciousness. His abstraction, his absorption in the activities of Krishna's pastimes. And we can do this too. This is why love and separation is greater, because Krishna is non-different from his form, his name, and his pastimes. When Krishna and Balaram apparently left Vrindavan, the gopis left their homes and wandered endlessly in the forest of Raj, appearing like mad women. They were completely absorbed in memory, and consequently, Krishna did not leave them. He did not leave Raj. Shortly after Krishna established his family in Mathura, he went to meet the other side of the family, the Pandavas, and spend some time with them. It's described, it was like they were waking up from a long sleep. Their lives become very invigorated by having Krishna there. And one day, Krishna and Arjuna decided to take their families, Subhadra and Rukmini and Satyabhama, to the bank of the Jamuna to enjoy a picnic and camp. And as they went, they were near this forest called Kandava Forest. And Krishna and Arjuna decided to take a stroll down to this forest. And along the way, they met this very red Brahmin. He had red hair and red eyebrows, red eyes, red beard, and skin was even reddish. And the Brahmana said, "I'm very, very hungry. Please, both of you must satisfy my hunger." And being the noble Kshatriyas that they are, they said, "You tell us what you want and we'll certainly arrange to have it prepared for you. What kind of food do you like?" And the Brahmana smiled and said, "Ordinary food cannot satisfy me. I'm Agni. And I've heard about you two and have been waiting here for you to come for a long time. I need to consume this forest. But every time I try to, Indra sends rain clouds and puts out the fire. He has a friend here, is a king of the serpents, Takatsa. And he's not here now, so it should be fine. Please, help me consume this forest. You are both proficient in archery and are familiar with divine astras. If you ward off the rain with your arrows, I can burn my heart to my heart's content. I beg this boon from both of you." Krishna and Arjuna were amazed at this request, and they were intrigued by the adventure. Arjuna, "Yes, we could do this, but I don't have the proper equipment. My bow is not powerful enough. You need a superhuman bow. And I don't have a quiver that can hold the number of arrows that are needed for this adventure. And the chariot I have, it's not fast enough or powerful enough. However, Krishna here, he is more powerful than all the weapons in the heavens combined. And he can perform this feat for you, no problem." Krishna smiled. And Agni appreciated Arjuna's reasons. And he summoned Varuna and Soma with the bow called Garandiva. And he presented it to Arjuna, who when he twanged it, he became so excited and enlivened. He then also gave him two quivers that can never become empty. He then brought him a chariot, a golden chariot with a flag, with a monkey on top, on the flag. And four white horses, they flew faster than the mind. Then Agni presented Krishna with the Sudarshan Chakra. Now we all know that Krishna's Sudarshan Chakra is his eternal possession. But sometimes he lets his devotees give him gifts like this. Like a parent will like buy a present for themselves for the child to give them. So they proceeded to devour. Agni proceeded to devour the forest, and Arjuna and Krishna took their positions and proceeded to protect it. And of course, Indra sent his clouds. And as the clouds came and created this incredible storm, Indra had to send more clouds, more intense clouds. And still, Krishna and Arjuna were protecting this, creating this canopy to protect the fire burning this forest and keeping everything in the forest. At one point, this son of this demon, he escaped. But then there was another demon called Maya, Maya Dandava. And he was struggling with the flames, and he saw an escape route, but it came him right in front of Krishna, who raised his chakra. And then he turned around and ran to take mercy of Arjuna, and he fell at his feet, and he begged him, please have mercy, have pity on me. And Arjuna told him, don't be afraid. You will not be harmed. And then Indra heard a voice from the sky, and it said, give up this battle. You can't win it. So Indra gave up, and he came, and he saw it was Krishna and Arjuna. It was his son, Arjuna. He was so happy to see what an accomplishment his own son had done. And he called them Nara and Narayan and acknowledged their powers and offered to give them more celestial weapons. And then Maya came to Arjuna in great gratitude and wanted to do something to serve Arjuna. And Arjuna said, I'm happy I did this for you. I don't take favors for my good deeds. Please Krishna, and that will please me. So Maya came to Krishna and paid his obeisances. And he asked Krishna, what can I do to please you? And Krishna seemed to ponder for a moment. That pondering was that Krishna was creating his mission, and what that was to destroy all the demoniac kings on this planet. So he told Maya, he said, you're a great architect. So this devotee Yudhisthira is very dear to me. Build him an amazing palace, and it will please me, and it will please Arjuna. So Maya took up this task, and he built an amazing palace, unique. It was filled with special gems that glowed. It was a remarkable creation in which the gardens had flowers that bloomed in season and out of season. The fame of this palace spread all over, and sages and kings came all over to see it. And when Yudhisthira performed the Rajasura sacrifice, even the crews headed by Duryodhana came. He was amazed at the beauty and splendor. For one who has envy in his heart, however, there were some gadgets in this palace that caused reactions to that envy. And as Duryodhana wandered about, he saw what appeared to be a pond. And he came up upon it, and he said, oh, it's not a pond, it's just a highly polished marble floor. And he took a few more steps and fell into this deep pond with all his turban and jewels and fine cloth. And standing right there at that time, Draupadi and other queens, and they started laughing uncontrollably. Yudhisthira heard the commotion and came and tried to stop them. Don't laugh, don't laugh. And Krishna stopped Yudhisthira. Let them laugh. Because Krishna knew that Duryodhana, this was a turning point in his heart, became very hard and very angry towards the Pandavas. This is a mentality of a demon. A demon can never forgive. A demon holds these things in his heart. But this was perfect for Krishna's plan for creating the Battle of Kurukshetra. Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that demons possess wonderful and supernatural powers to create material wonders. But they also create disturbing elements like the nuclear weapons, which even to this day, this is over 50 years ago, Prabhupada wrote this, and even to this day the world is disturbed by how many really crazy countries and crazy leaders have control of nuclear weapons. But they haven't stopped there. They keep creating more and more disturbing elements like GMOs, vaccinations, so many disturbing elements, technology. Interesting, I was reading something about technology. And it's one of the first things that people do in when they wake up every morning is they look on their smartphone or whatever. And this actually has a very negative effect on us because we're in a very vulnerable state at that time. We're very impressionable. That's why Srila Prabhupada gave us the morning program. He encouraged us to chant first thing in the morning, in that we're impressing ourselves with spiritual consciousness. Another point that Srila Prabhupada made in this purport is that by the mercy of Krishna, association with the devotee is attained, and by the association with the devotee, service to Krishna is attained. Being merciful to devotees is an incredible, incredible thing. And I wanted to read a couple letters from Srila Prabhupada regarding serving the devotees. Regarding serving your God brothers, this is a very good practice. The spiritual master is never without his followers, so to serve the spiritual master also means to be the servant of his disciples. When you want to serve the king, you must also serve his minister, secretary, and everyone who serves him. And to serve his servants may please him more than to serve the king personally. So the spiritual master is not alone. He is always with his entourage. We are not impersonalists. We take care of every part of the whole, as much as one should care for his hat, as well as his shoes. Both are equally important for the upkeep of the body. I hope that you will understand this rightly. It was a letter to Shivananda on the 23rd of January, 1969. And then he wrote another time, it is not so much important the quantity of books that we distribute, but that we serve Krishna as best we can and depend on him for the results. Transcendental competition is nice, but it should not come to the point of making us lose our Krishna consciousness. When you have these feelings, do not mistake it for enviousness, but take it to be an indirect appreciation of the service done by your other God brothers. This is spiritual. In the material world, when someone surpasses us in some way, we become angry and plan how to stop them. But in the spiritual world, when someone does better service, we think, oh, he has done so nicely. Let me help him to execute his service. So we should always endeavor to keep this attitude and serve Lord Krishna to the best of our ability. That will make one's advance in spiritual life. Another letter. Why should he have a servant? God brothers are not meant for being servants. Without the spiritual master's order, nobody can utilize the service of a God brother as one's personal servant. We address each other as Prabhu. So how can we engage our God brother as a servant? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged Govinda Das, who was his God brother, as his servant, but that was only on the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master. That was a letter to Kirtananda on the 23rd of November in 1974. And one of the symptoms of a devotee is that he's kind. If our God brother becomes ill, it is our duty to help him get the proper medicine and treatment so that he can recover. The devotee sees that he gets all facility, a hospital bed, proper prasadam, personal care and visiting. So there's no question of ill treatment of our own God brothers simply because they are sick. Nor should you allow such neglect to go on. So long as we have this material body, there will be sickness. But we have to remain on the transcendental platform nevertheless. A letter to Sukadeva, the 5th of April, 1974. And the last one is a letter to Anuttama. In 1972, I am very pleased to know that you are feeling happy in your execution of devotional service. Service to Krishna's devotees is the highest stage of spiritual perfection. So your desire to render service to other devotees is very nice. You keep this humble attitude always, and your example will be a source of spiritual inspiration for everyone. And sometimes we have... This temple is such a wonderful temple that it has so much going on. It's such a big temple and there's so many wonderful devotees. But sometimes we don't get a chance to get to know how wonderful all the devotees are. And I'm going to say something. I don't want to embarrass him. He'll probably run out the door. But there's one devotee who observing such wonderful service from, and his service cannot be easy. He has to coordinate all the service for Rukmini Dwarkadish, and I believe that this temple has more service for Rukmini Dwarkadish than any other temple has for their deities. They dress the deities 3 times a day here, and even in Vrindavan, they don't do that. And the service here is done so nicely with so much dedication. Actually, I heard the rating of the different temples this year in Mayapur, and I was a little surprised that we didn't have the highest rating. And so I questioned this, because I don't see that. But they explained, well, it was a cleanliness issue. And that's not up to one person. That's up to all of us, is that we just walk through the kitchen and we see a paper or some trash. We should throw it away. We should take personal responsibility in some way or another to keep this temple in pristine condition for the Supreme Lord. But Rabindranath does an exceptional job, and I just wanted to appreciate him in an assembly of devotees, because that's glorifying a devotee. Once when Gurudas was glorifying a devotee to Srila Prabhupada, he stopped. He said, "Oh, I'm sorry, Srila Prabhupada, I'm glorifying a devotee in front of Radha Govinda, your deities." And Prabhupada said, "That's okay. Krishna likes to hear the glorification of his devotees." So we'll stop here and open it up for anyone who wants to glorify anyone or has any questions or comments. Jai. Ananda Kirtan Prabhu.
So just a couple of minutes ago, you read a letter that Srila Prabhupada wrote to Kirtanananda Swami saying that we shouldn't let our God brothers serve us unless it's the order of the Guru, because that's offensive to do that. So I don't really understand the proper etiquette. Sometimes I'll find myself in a situation and I'm not sure what to do. Like the other day, we were at somebody's home, and they sat us down and they served us prasadam, and they were senior devotees, and even then I felt kind of bad, but I was respecting them serving us prasadam. But wait, can I finish? Sorry. Afterwards, they insisted that they clean our plates and all this stuff, and I was asking, "Can I just please clean my own plate?" And they're like, no, I want to clean your plate. And so I felt kind of bad. So what's the proper thing to do?
Well, in this letter, he's referring to a servant. So someone had taken a godbrother as a servant. But this is a transcendental competition that goes on between devotees. We're always looking for an opportunity to assist and serve other devotees. That's our nature, because we're all servants of the servant of the servant. So this is a transcendental relationship here that's going on between you and this other devotee. So now you have to find a way of offering service to them in some way or another. And this doesn't have to be a big elaborate thing. It could just be giving them some maha or opening the door for them or giving them a garland or a flower. But this is Prabhupada said that people will be attracted to our movement by how we treat each other. And if we always have this loving, serving attitude towards the devotees, who could not be attracted?
Thank you very much, Manish, for the wonderful class. So you were mentioning Maya in your lecture. Is this Maya means Maya Devi?
No, this was a particular demon who was named Maya Dandava.
That's why
we
need to. Thank you.
Maya is M-short-A-Y-short-A. Maya.
Thank you, Archita.
Thank you very much
for clarifying that.
Yeah, again, on this, I have a different question, but on just
adding to what Arjuna said, is Maya Danava. He is actually the architect of the demons, just as we have Vishvakarma, who is the architect of the demigods. So he has that position, and he is very, very powerful. He knows many tricks, and anyway, the greatest trick that he knew when Krishna wanted to kill him, because he was a friend to the person who was living in that forest, he immediately threw himself at the feet of Arjuna, and Arjuna, being very kind and benevolent and protective, he was in a conflict. What do you do? Krishna wants to kill him, and should Arjuna protect him? So he did protect him, and when actually he did protect him, as you nicely read, Krishna was rather happy that Arjuna used his kindness, his goodness to protect that particular demon, and in turn wanted to do something for him. But that was not what I wanted to ask. Again, thank you very, very much for a nice, wonderful class. My question was this, and you may have answered it, and it may have gone over my head, in that did you mention the reason that Agni Dev, the Brahmin, why he was suffering from this dyspepsia, why he had a terrible stomach ache, which caused him to need to eat all the forest?
Yeah, I forgot to mention that.
Okay.
But yeah, he has some digestive issues, which is interesting because fire is the digestion, right? And so Agni is just suffering from some digestive issues. And the only place this herb was growing was in this dense, dark, eerie forest.
Yeah. And along with that, it happened to be that there was a king who had enacted a sacrifice in which lasted for 12 years. And ghee was continuously poured into the fire. And Agni was eating for 12 years. So that's how he got a terribly upset stomach. So he needed the herbs of the forest. That served one purpose, to cure Agni of his problem. And it served the other problem, was that the land needed to be made arable because the Pandavas were going to receive that land when there was they had been stayed in the forest for over a year, and then they ended up in King Drupada's place, and then there was a discussion as that the Kurus would have to give. They would have to give the Pandavas at least something, because actually they were entitled to it. So what Dhritarashtra decided to do is to give them the worst part, just a forest and a desert. Well, what are you going to do there? So therefore the forest had to be made, brought down completely, and then new buildings buildings and vegetation and all of these things had to be done. So kind of two things were being happening at once.
Die. Are there any other questions? So we shall end here. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Well, Prabhupada did that so well, huh?
Yeah.
But he actually told us one time, he says, I can talk like this because I'm an old man, but you can't. So we have to be careful, too.
Devotees.
Devotees mean Krishna consciousness, but that's why it's like,
Benefit, material benefit, nil. And sometimes because we are separating ourselves from the material energy, it's very painful. It's very, very hard. So devotees need encouragement. And we have to remember that, you know, from our own struggles, how difficult it is.